Hi, everyone. This is the Meeting Brenda Speed Coaching Show. Welcome and Happy New Year to you. I have a great show for you tonight, so keep listening and feel free to call in for coaching or just to visit with us. The call-in numbers are area code 530-413-4520 and area code 415-287-0074. So what if you could have a life with more fun and joy and lots more adventure? Does that sound good to you? Well, to get to that place, you have to be aware of where your energy is. I'm a core energy coach, so I can tell where you are energetically and what needs to happen for you to shift it. I'm wondering where you were today energetically. Where was your energy this morning when you woke up, at lunchtime, this afternoon, and now during the evening? Did your energy level change during the day? And are you at all aware of what caused those changes? What helped you have more control over your energy level if you were aware of it? So thinking about your level of energy over the course of today, do you remember if you were kind of the victim in the woe is me mode? Or were you feeling angry? Or were you okay and taking responsibility for your actions? If this is your first exposure to energy levels, don't worry, just do your best guess. It'll become a lot more clear how all this works as you listen and learn more about energy. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you might have been able to pinpoint some of the challenges in your life that create that victim or woe is me or the angry level of energy. And that's great, because the more conscious you are of your energy levels, the more you're able to work with yourself to find, you know, a better feeling place at a higher level of energy. And now I have an example of how other people's energy affects yours. I've got an email from a listener, and what's really interesting is I actually was in a very similar situation over the holidays in a private cabin with a group of people. But I'll read her email. Now that I'm learning more about this, I realize that one of the people I spend lots of time with is probably not the best influence. She seems negative and critical of almost everything, even people she calls friends. On top of that, she has one of those autoimmune diseases, so I feel really sorry for her. What can I do? I don't think this is that unusual of a situation, and congratulations to you for realizing that she's like that, and also for realizing that it's probably not in your best interest to spend a lot of time with her. I'm not sure if you feel comfortable talking to her about it. I think she is aware of her impact on you, but it's possible that she might not be. And once you explain that to her, depending on what she says, you might actually have to take a break from the relationship for a while, because believe it or not, being the victim works for her. What she's got going on definitely works for her, because she has people like you who feel sorry for her and stick with her and put up with her negativity and, you know, probably some bad behavior as well. So if you have this talk with her, she might actually, you know, dump you, and that's okay, because you're going to feel probably kind of crummy and guilty for a while, probably a short time. But I think you're going to be amazed at how much better you feel without her in your life. And you're going to be surprised at how many new people show up in your life when she's gone. So, you know, good luck with that. But what happened to me was very similar. I was at a private cabin with a group of people. I'd never met this woman before. And she played the sick card with me and was trying to engage me in talking about, you know, what it was that was wrong with her and how she doesn't sleep and how she can't walk anywhere. And, I mean, I can be sympathetic to a point, but this woman was definitely trying to engage me in feeling sorry for her and getting me to do things for her. So when she described each of these things, I said to her, "Oh, you poor thing." And probably after about the fourth time, she quit trying to engage me in her conversation and get involved in her illness. And then she just, I'm telling you, it was almost like my energy canceled her out, because it was like she wasn't even there to me energetically anymore. I mean, there were other people there that would, would talk to her, but I mean, you know, she just was like a regular person after that with me. So that's what happened in that situation. But I think that there are a lot of people like that, that you run across and you're in a social situation and you have to deal with it somehow. And what I did is I didn't go there with her. I didn't engage in her conversation. So interesting idea though. I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I got into core energy coaching. In the past, I was the girlfriend everybody called for advice. I just gabbed for hours in the evening with my friends about lots of different issues in their lives. And, you know, some of them had bad jobs. Some had bad boyfriends, bad husbands. They were overweight, you know, had not a lot of self-esteem, stuff like that. And giving them advice seemed really easy for me because I wasn't in it, and so I could be very rational, logical, and give them advice that worked. But then when I began to read more about energy and how our thoughts and feelings really affect our lives, you know, in good and bad ways, that changed everything for me. I really wanted to continue helping people, but not in a Band-Aid way. And I think most of us know that if you actually fix a problem for someone that isn't really in their best interest because they didn't get the opportunity to, you know, problem solve and work through it on their own and make it their own learning experience. So once I decided to pursue a coaching career, I chose a program that focused on core energy. You know, we always hear about people with, you know, the black cloud following them around or bad vibes. So the whole core energy thing made perfect sense to me. I think I intuitively have always known this because I would really go to great lengths to avoid certain people who I could tell would, you know, just really have a bad effect on where I was energetically. So knowing about energy levels has changed my life, and I'm really aware of where people are energetically, and I think that allows me to be really successful interacting with most people, and it's made it really easy for me to help people with my coaching. Because when you're in that, you know, you're angry or you're fearful or being a victim, it's really hard to imagine that life can be fun. And certainly you can't imagine that it would be much of an adventure. But with coaching, you could make, you know, a positive changes and move forward. And I really do want to help you make a life that works. We're going to take a short break now, and I have a terrific guest coach here tonight. And I'm going to read you the call-in numbers once more. You can call in and ask her a question or have her coach you briefly, whatever you feel comfortable with. The call-in numbers again are 530-413-4520 and area code 415-287-0074. So we'll take a brief break, and I'll be back with my guest coach. Stay on the line. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is the Meeting Brenda Speed Coaching Program, and I would like to introduce my guest coach tonight, Jamie Saginaw. She's a wellness coach based in Los Angeles. She's a board-certified holistic health coach through the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, and she was trained at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the only nutrition school in the world that integrates all the different dietary theories, including the traditional philosophies and modern concepts. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you, Brenda. Happy 2011.
Well, I think we're off to a good start.
Definitely.
That's for sure. Well, I have a whole bunch of questions to ask you, but as you know, my coaching practice is all about making your life an adventure, and I'd love to know how your life has been an adventure, just to get us going.
Right. How my life has been an adventure. Wow. So many ways. You know, I was thinking recently about how I came into health coaching and how many years in the making it was, and how many events occurred along the way that sort of added up to the moment, the breakthrough moment. And and so I guess in that way, I see life to be quite an adventure, the way things work out. You know, what happened through many issues that I was having, health issues, throughout the years, I started doing a lot of research on my own, and coming up with you know, little bits of information here and there that would help me a little bit. But you know, you were mentioning victim mode at the beginning of your show, and I definitely found myself in victim mode a lot of the time as I was dealing with health issues, you know. And as it turns out, it was the process of going through those health issues and figuring out the solutions and doing the research and the experience myself that sort of led me to the other side. And you know, one day as I was looking on Craigslist for a job. I'm an actress in LA, so I was, you know, looking for some other job to pay the rent. And I was, you know, really trying to find something I was passionate about. And so I was, you know, just applying to everything, applying to, you know, editing jobs and anything I could find. And all of a sudden I saw an ad for a health coach. You know, it said join hundreds of health coaches and, you know, make a huge difference and teach people about nutrition. And I literally got so excited because every time I had, you know, sent a resume out to any of these other jobs, I basically felt completely depressed and hoped they didn't call me. But as soon as I saw that listing, I just got so excited, and I'd never felt so excited to apply for a job in my life. And, you know, that job turned out to be, you know, some pyramid scheme, but the result of it was that I realized, I had to do something with nutrition and coaching. So, you know, I love how moments like that, just searching on Craigslist and finding, you know, some ad that didn't even turn out.
Okay, wait a minute. You found your life purpose on Craigslist?
I love Craigslist. I found so many things on Craigslist. Your roommates and,
that should be a book.
Bookshelves and a great career.
Yeah.
So that's just sort of, I guess, one example of how I consider my life to be an adventure. I just I love those random moments that, you know, in an instant can change your life.
I guess actress searching for a job finds life purpose on Craigslist.
Yeah, it sounds like a screenplay in the making.
Well, and you know, you literally went from being the person that I would avoid at all costs, being someone that I would, you know, want to work with.
Oh, so, good. Well, thanks. I'm happy to hear that.
I guess big leap forward for you.
Yes, definitely. It's been quite a ride.
Well, tell me how you keep your life in perspective on a daily basis. What keeps you focused and, you know, moving forward?
Yeah, I actually have gotten into a few really good habits in the past few years. I've always meditated, and I've recently started to meditate at least once a day, which is very helpful to be, you know, stay grounded and get perspective. But I've also been writing in a journal almost every day. And one of the practices that I do when I'm writing is gratefulness. And I just basically list everything that I can think of that I'm grateful for each day. And no matter, you know, what my mood is, I always feel better after that, and everything sort of comes into perspective. So I guess that's how I would answer that question on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, and I think the more, I guess I've read more and more about gratitude recently, that, you know, that is like a huge thing that you have to really pay attention to every day, whether it's writing down five things you're grateful for at the end of the day, or just, you know, noticing everything that you already have and being grateful for it. But I didn't, you know, that's something that I've become more aware of probably in the last couple of years, and certainly not something I did because, you know, we're the gimme people. It's like, give me more, give me more, and you never, you never pause. And yeah, it's like, you know, you already have a lot, Linda.
Yeah, they're finding more and more that through studies that practicing gratefulness actually boosts your immune function and your serotonin levels, and actually has health benefits, quantifiable health benefits. So that's another reason besides just feeling good.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Well, yeah. That just makes me reminds me that I need to jot something down before I go to bed tonight. So tell me and the listeners about your work and what you want to share about it.
Sure. So yes, as you mentioned, I am a certified holistic health coach, and I work with people who are out to live a vibrant and fulfilling, healthy life, but who may be feeling held back by a particular health issue that is robbing them of their energy, vitality, and confidence. So that could be anything from digestive issues, weight issues, hypoglycemia, type 2 diabetes, stress, that kind of thing. And I support my clients just to make step-by-step shifts in their diet and lifestyle so they can regain their vitality and their confidence. So that's the sort of quick 30-second version of, of what I do as a health coach.
And which part of that are you most passionate about?
Well, I think because I have been through the gamut with health issues, and it really, I mean, talk about sapping your energy and your vitality, but also your confidence, because when you're feeling bad, when your body doesn't feel good, when you're feeling low energy, and when you have things in your life that you want to accomplish, and also when you don't know why you're feeling badly, it's very scary. You feel very alone, and I had to do so much research on my own, and it took me so many years to figure a lot of things out that really had to do with diet and lifestyle. And had someone been there to support me along the way, to make a shortcut for me and to support me, so I didn't feel so alone. And that's, I think, my passion is specifically geared towards working with people on that level, people who are feeling lost or hopeless sometimes. You know, they think, oh, I've had this health issue for years, or I just can't lose weight no matter how hard I try, or whatever it is, and just to support them and make a huge difference in their lives. I mean, the program I do is life-changing for people, and it is it gets me out of bed in the morning.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I took an online quiz, you know, asking me a series of questions about, you know, when I eat this, do I feel like this? Or when I do this, how do I feel? It's like, I couldn't answer 80% of the questions. I have no clue. I mean, there's certain things I know that if I eat them, you know, I'll have indigestion or whatever. But this was really specific about exactly what I noticed afterwards, and I thought, I think I'm pretty aware of my body, but obviously I'm not. And I think if a if you went to the doctor and he asked you those questions, you'd have to go home and keep notes for 2 weeks before you could answer them.
A lot of the work I do with my clients is to teach them how to listen to their bodies, actually, because, you know, I don't prescribe to be the expert. I actually think each person is the expert for their own body. And so I teach people how to listen to their bodies, how to listen to their cravings and deconstruct them so they can figure out what is right for their body, what diet and lifestyle shifts are right for them, and how each specific food makes them feel. Because people have many allergies and food sensitivities that they're not aware of that could be, it could be a simple, you know, solution to either allergic reactions or, you know, just to low energy or to stomach aches or headaches or anything. So, but yeah, that's a really good point. People are pretty out of touch with their bodies.
Really clueless. I mean, because, you know, you eat what usually you kind of eat the way you were raised. Although I'm from North Dakota and I was served the white plate every night. So I have, I did discover vegetables that don't come in cans.
Yeah,
I swear,
that makes me sad to hear.
Yeah, there's so many things I didn't know. You know what, I'd never seen a raw mushroom before. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that just wasn't available and probably didn't, I don't know, maybe it didn't grow there in the summertime or maybe my parents just didn't plant it. I have no clue, but, you know, I grew up on the white plate, but I've expanded my choices, so I have a colorful plate nowadays.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, the program that you went through, you mentioned that you learned traditional methods as well. Traditional to me are, you know, the good old ones, and then we have the modern versions of stuff. So if I were a client who was more comfortable, like let's just say I thought, oh, I can't do acupuncture or something. I mean, you have other things that suggestions for those folks.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The program is completely individualized because the philosophy of the school and of the work that I do is that no one diet is right for anyone. And we go on the theory of bioindividuality, which is that everyone is different and food reacts differently in each person's body. I mean, you have peanuts, for instance, which for, you know, vegetarians is a high source of protein, but for some people it can land them in a hospital. So that's just one example. But then there's also, you know, your lifestyle. There's also personal taste. There's also what you're willing to do. And so I work with people, and I basically creatively work with them so that they can find what works, you know, best. And I don't force anything. So if you don't want to give up your coffee, I'm not going to make you do it. If you don't want to, you know, go to acupuncture, I'm not going to force you. So it's, you know, it really isn't like any other diet that says you have to cut out all of this, you must eat this, and, you know, it's not an exact diet.
Well, and I think, you know, you see programs on television where they go in the kitchen and they throw all their food away and they have to start over.
Well, I do that. I will admit to doing that if I'm invited to a client's kitchen. But
yeah, I think that would be really jarring. I mean, we all know what we have in our cupboards that we, you know, should not eat. You know, we buy it anyway, but you know, some of it seems too harsh to me because I think most people need to do things a little bit at a time. And like you said, you don't make them give up their coffee if that's something that they absolutely can't live without in the morning.
Absolutely. And the program that I do is usually a 6-month program. And so we're talking about very slow, small steps. One thing at a time, one small thing at a time. And I think that the reason that most diets can be very overwhelming to people, particularly those harsh and restrictive ones, is because it's all at once and it requires you to completely change your life all at once. Mm-hmm. You know, and so if you could just focus for 2 weeks on just adding green vegetables, just that, nothing else. You know, don't have to get rid of your coffee, don't have to do anything else except just one thing. And then, you know, the next session we work on something else. So it's really doable in a way where most people feel trepidation at entering a program. Once they start the program, they realize, oh, I can do this. This is doable. This really, I can make these shifts. And before you know it, their entire life has changed, but it hasn't really felt, you know, like anything other than normal, you know?
Right, it's very subtle.
Yeah, it's very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to a new normal very quickly.
What type of clients do you work with? Are they men, women, young, old? Can you
I do. I work with both men and women, and I basically work with people who are committed to living more vibrantly and who have either come to a place in their health that they, often it's physical. I mean, often it's not physical. What do I mean to say? I mean, like it's a weight issue or it's some issue that is obvious and affecting them, in how they look, But underneath it, it could be, a lot of people come in for a weight issue and end up having, energy and getting off their blood pressure medication and their skin clears up. So even though weight might be what brings them into the program, there are many other issues. So basically I work with, people who are just ready to commit to making a huge shift in their life. And they are ready to put their health first, make themselves a priority. And I was working mostly with women and weight loss, but so many people were coming to me for weight gain, and so many men were coming to me, and I really just decided that I love, first of all, I love variety, and second of all, when I looked at what everyone had in common, what all of these clients had in common, it was that they were out to do great things in their life, and they did not want to be held back by their health. And so instead of talking about specific health issues and narrowing it down to just people who want to lose weight or just people who have type 2 diabetes or something like that, it's the type of person that comes to me, people that are really looking to live vibrant lives. And, I'm thinking back to my clients, the most common things that people are coming in with is either weight gain or weight loss. I do have people who, I have one person who had just turned vegetarian and didn't know how to eat properly as a vegetarian, didn't know how to get enough energy, and was about to train for a marathon. In high stress, people who are very stressed out and don't know how to manage their stress, and people who just generally aren't feeling good in their bodies, pain, aches and pains, skin conditions, that kind of thing. And it's been really exciting because the program really works for those health issues, all of those general health issues. So,
well, and I think what you said, about people who, I think at some point most people get tired of being sick, and it's like, I can't see doing this the rest of my life. There's so much I want to do, and I'm tired of being sick. I put up with it for a while, but I don't want to keep doing this. And I'm not saying that many people really reach that point. I think there's a lot of people who just keep kind of, plugging along with their whatever is wrong with them. And, they're comfortable dealing with their physician and taking their pill and whatnot. And, that's a little bit easy, but nobody really wants to feel crummy all the time.
Absolutely. And that's why I say it's, people that are really out to live a vibrant life, because, if you're, for instance, if you're training for a marathon, then all of a sudden your health and your energy really matters. I have clients who are in the film industry who are, directors and producers and need to be highly creative and highly energetic, and when you're not feeling energetic and creative and you're in the middle of a big job, that's a problem. So, that, or it could even be as simple as, having grandchildren all of a sudden and wanting to live vibrantly and be able to, take care of your family and your grandchildren.
Right.
So it's been interesting.
So what do you work on besides their diet? I mean, to me, this is a lot of head stuff going on. So that's where your coaching really comes in.
Right. Yeah. The basic philosophy for the coaching is that we want to bring a person into balance with their primary food and their secondary food. And primary food would be anything that you don't eat but that still nourishes you. So that would be relationships, career, spirituality, exercise. And the idea is that if your primary food is in balance, it makes what you eat secondary. And so we look at where you're out of balance. And a lot of times there's a lot of imbalance in the secondary food area. But if you but you know, that's usually where diets focus, is just secondary mm-hmm. secondary food. And that's what the reason why most diets fail, is because
really,
if you're not
an idea.
Yeah. So if you're not looking at the whole picture, then you're not looking at the whole person and mm-hmm. and holistic health. And a lot of secondary food issues, like overeating or, you know, addiction to sugar or something like that, actually has to do with the primary food issue. And so that's where that type of coaching that you're talking about, the head stuff, that's where that comes in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but of course, I do work with people on their exercise for sure, and nutrition and food is, you know, a huge part of it. And but lifestyle in general, their stress levels, how they relax, the amount of sleep that they get, and the relationships they have in their life, and if they have a fulfilling life, a life that feeds them, so that they're not, you know, seeking that nourishment from unhealthy foods.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like I've never really heard that concept before about the primary and secondary food. That's really interesting because it definitely goes together.
Yeah, and it's specific to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. So that's the mm-hmm. The Joshua Rosenthal, who is the founder of the school. It's his coined phrase.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
But it really makes a difference.
So, could you give me an example of a client that you've had that was like really successful with working with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any in particular?
Right. Well, I had one client who she was just turning 60, and she came in for weight loss, but there were some other, you know, things going on as well, as there usually are, and one was high blood pressure and stress, and we worked through about 3 months of the program, and, you know, we were working, you know, with what she was eating each day and her exercise routine and getting into a lot of, you know, emotional stuff. But she went to her doctor at about 3 months into the program, and her doctor basically said, "What is going on with you? What are you doing? Because your blood pressure is perfect, and I'm going to have to take you off your blood pressure medication." And she said, "I think she told me later. She said something like, "Well, I'm seeing a magician." I think that's what she said, which made me laugh. But
uh-huh.
but you know, and the doctor was really in shock. So she did. She took her off the blood pressure medication, which was unexpected. I mean, when we started the program, she really wanted to focus on the weight loss, and so in working with her total health, with the goal of weight loss in mind, this was just happened to be a side benefit that occurred. And so it was just amazing. It was amazing to be off the medication for her. She couldn't believe it. And when we finished the program at 6 months, she had another doctor's appointment. She was supposed to have monitored her blood pressure, you know, throughout the months just to make sure everything was okay and then go in for another checkup. But her, you know, when she did self-monitoring, her blood pressure remained perfect, and she canceled the final appointment with her doctor because there was no need for the medication. So that was extremely exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And that was aside from her weight loss goal, which, you know, she also was able to do.
And then how old did you say she was?
60.
Oh, okay. So she had a lot. So she was going to enter, you know, the last 25, 30 years of her life on a really good note then, because usually when you think about people that age, they're starting to not focus as much on that and, you know, focusing on the aches and pains and not on staying healthy.
Right, and I have to say that my favorite group to work with, one of my favorite groups really is women in their 50s and 60s because,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of these women have spent most of their life taking care of other people and, you know, neglecting themselves or not putting themselves first, I should say. And
mm-hmm.
so the program seems to be extremely beneficial specifically to this group because it teaches you how to listen to your body and nourish yourself, you know, and prioritize your health. And,
right.
And of course, you know, we all grew up with mothers, or we all, you know, have a mother, and my mother was one of my first clients, and it was really shocking to me how little self-care. You know, my mother had, you know, when it came to her health, and she was still continuing to prioritize everyone else over herself, including her work. She's very successful in her work, and you know, and they were the ones that taught us to eat our vegetables, and you know, when we were kids. But yet, it took many months before I was able to really have my mother implement a proper amount of vegetables in her diet. So it was very, very emotional and fulfilling to be able to work with my mother and then realize that this whole generation of women who are now in basically the prime of their lives, I mean, a time when they can really make a difference in, you know, politics and their personal life. And it's just a very powerful age, I think, to be in your 50s and 60s. And to have these women be looking ahead to potential, you know, like my mother, for instance, was really, really worried about getting Alzheimer's, and they're seeing friends get sick, and, you know, this can be a very scary time. So I really, really love working with women in that age group.
Well, and they're being especially proactive because they realize that they're going to be on the planet probably longer than their mothers, and they need to, you know, if you're not in good shape when you're 60, it's going to be really hard to to get there.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
To maintain your health and stuff, yeah. I think so. Because I think there's a turning point. It's like, you know, once you retire, it's the couch. You know, they're not really, well, not everybody's like that, but you know what I mean. They just kind of throw in the towel and buy those elastic waist pants. And
oh, boy, I hope not. But I know, you know, the majority of Americans, that's probably true.
But, Karen, I had a funny
But, you know, it's, you know, especially in this society, we take for granted people who are, you know, over the age of 60. But in other cultures, that's, you know, this is the age of wisdom. I mean, it's such an important, it's an important time in your life, and it's important to learn from the people that have spent 60 years on this earth. And so it is such an honor for me to be able to give back to that particular group.
Well, Jamie, it sounds like you really have a lot of clients that love you, and it sounds like you're really providing a valuable service to a lot of people. I was going to ask you to summarize what your practice was, but I'm going to use what your client called you. You're the magician.
I think that's what you called me. I can't remember. It was something to that effect, but it was just, it made me laugh.
Well,
it made me really.
Yeah, not everybody gets called a magician. That's for sure. I'm going to. I want you to stay with us, but we're going to take a short break and come back for calls. And I'm going to remind the listeners what the call-in numbers are, 530-413-4520 and area code 415-287-0074. So we'll take a short break and we'll be back. Thank you. Welcome back. This is the Meeting Brenda Speed Coaching Program, and my guest tonight is a wellness coach, Jamie Saginaw, who's just been sharing what she does with her coaching practice, the type of clients that she likes to work with, and also a lot about her success she's had with clients. And I wanted to share with Jamie my unsuccess with a client. I've only had one client who I was coaching for, I'm just going to say overall health reasons, but someone who was probably technically morbidly obese, and he enjoyed food, he liked eating, and even when you asked him, what was more important, the eating or staying alive for his family, he was really honest, he preferred the eating part. So I thought, well, you know, he lives in this beautiful climate and maybe he can just move more. And I knew he liked swimming. So I asked him if he thought he could walk, if he could walk for 10 minutes. And he said, sure. And I said, well, can you walk for 10 minutes and turn around and come back? And he said, I can do that. And I said, well, then you'll have walked 20 minutes. And it was just like this. For him, he heard 10 minutes, right? And then I said, okay, can you just walk away from your house for 10 minutes and turn around and come back? And he goes, sure. So to him, he'd never thought of that. To him, I think he meant, you know, he had to like walk 2 miles or something. And that was just way, way too much. But, you know, he did the walking thing, but ultimately he was not willing. He said he wanted to lose weight, but really he didn't want to give up something. So, you know, it was a trade-off.
Absolutely.
I mean, he really, really did want to lose weight, but he wanted to lose it. Well, and there, that's the other, you know, thing people are doing nowadays that is so common is a lot of people are having surgery for their weight loss. And I don't know that changes your brain that much, but I don't know.
Right.
Well, I don't know anybody who's had it done. So.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are dealing with, you know, weight issues, I mean, people use what you said about there's something that he didn't want to give up. I mean, weight mm-hmm. can provide a lot of protection for people. There's a lot of emotional stuff going on under weight, and it's hard to generalize because everyone has their own specific stuff, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things I do work with people on. But that's why focusing just on, you know, the diet or the, you know, changes in the diet isn't enough, because mm-hmm. there's something there. There's some reason, you know, why that's going on. And unless right. you actually get to that, then, you know, you probably won't have much success.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, and I think, I heard a funny Jay Leno quote that said, you know, the average American is now overweight, so if you're overweight, you're average.
Right. I actually saw that too. It was New Year's quotes, I think. But it's true. 70%, more than 70% of Americans are overweight now. That's a extraordinarily large number. And the statistic for diets is that I believe it's 90% of people who go on a diet gain all or most of their original weight, is really an amazing statistic if you think about the billions and billions of dollars spent on diet books and that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I've actually never gone on a diet. I just try and become, as I call it, more fit.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I describe it.
More fit?
Because I'm trying to improve my fitness level.
Uh-huh.
There's no D-I-E-T word in my vocabulary.
Right. I completely agree with that. That's one of the first things I tell people when they come in, especially if they're dealing with weight, is to stop weighing themselves and
uh-huh.
to think about food as delicious nourishment, and that we're not going to do, you know, restriction. We're going to do, there's part of the work that I do is, I work with crowding out, which is adding really great things into your diet instead of focusing on taking away. So mm-hmm. naturally, the good stuff will start to crowd out the bad stuff. And,
well, you mentioned getting them to eat more green vegetables. Well, eventually half your plate's going to be vegetables.
Exactly. Well, that would be the goal.
Yeah.
But, you know, when people are allowed to find what's delicious to them and, you know, especially if it's sweet things, which is my thing. I mm-hmm. love sweets. To find delicious, sweet alternatives to the really sugary stuff. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, incredibly satisfying, especially when you get into raw, organic chocolate, sweetened, you know, naturally, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. It tastes so much better anyway. So people can quote-unquote diet when they're, you know, eating lots of delicious raw chocolate, mm-hmm. you know, and thinking about food and nourishment.
I buy my Trader Joe's dark chocolate every week, and I don't have any trouble eating it, but I don't eat very much of it. I'm not
right.
a sugar person. I'm more of a, I'd have to say, salt and fat person. That's,
okay.
you know, those are the things that appeal to me, so sugar's not my thing. But, you know, everybody's got different things,
Absolutely.
But you can still have a little bit of something and not
yeah.
feel like you're depriving yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'm sure that I'm not the only one who drank champagne on New Year's Eve.
I'm sure you're not.
That was on my list, my to-do list. So.
And enjoyment with friends and family, that's all primary food, necessary nourishment. So.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that idea. I think that really works for me, that's for sure. And I think after I took that quiz that I mentioned online, and realized what a dope I was about how I feel after I eat certain things, I just was amazed at how stupid I was about, you know, what I was doing to make myself feel a certain way. Because like I said, there's certain obvious things that I know I veer away from because I know that it's not going to be good for me, but there's a lot of other stuff I'm clueless about. So that was an eye-opener for me, just having somebody ask me those questions. And
Absolutely.
Like I said, if I went to a doctor's office and he asked me those same questions, I would probably have to say, I don't know, because I'm, just like you said, most people aren't really aware of, they pay attention to their bodies in a certain way, but not in, probably in the important ways. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and so, a food diary is a great idea. Definitely, I work with clients on doing at least either a food diary or the breakfast experiment, which is a 7-day experiment of eating a different breakfast each day and recording exactly how you felt afterwards and then how you felt 2 hours afterwards to notice your energy level, you know, how long you were sustained, when you got hungry, when you needed food next, that kind of thing,
right.
To find out what's the best breakfast for you.
Well, and I'm the protein girl. I mean, I actually went, this is so funny, I have a girlfriend who's a diabetic nurse educator, and I was feeling awful, and I called her and I said, I think I'm becoming diabetic or something. I feel terrible. So she said, I'll bring home my glucometer and come over, you know, early in the morning and, you know, stop eating kind of a thing. So I go over and my blood sugar is fine, and she goes, well, what have you been eating? And I hadn't been eating any protein. I eat fake eggs in the morning or egg whites and chicken sausage. I mean, that's what I eat, protein,
right.
and I feel great. But if I were to, like, have a bagel, I would, you know, just feel awful for, you know, the majority of the day. So
right.
I know, right, I know my breakfast, but you probably have some, how many breakfasts do you have? 5 different ones?
Well, the specific experiment I'm talking about asks you to do 7 different ones, but you know, specifically speaking to the bagel, one of the reasons probably why you didn't feel good is because you know, bagels are made out of refined flour and sugar.
Oh yeah,
you know, which is
it's
basically
dumb.
Gives you a sugar high and then a huge crash.
Oh, yeah.
Of energy.
Did not work for me.
Right.
Well,
not surprising.
I loved having you on the program tonight, and you have so much useful information, I think, for everyone. And I'm going to tell this will be posted on the meetingbrenda.com website, but you can contact Jamie at www.jaime, am I right? I'm doing it with my eyes.
Yep. SAGINOR.com,
jamiesaginor.com.
Yep.
And she's available and has some new stuff that you'll see on her website that she's getting ready to launch this month and next month. So check it out and see if she can be your magician. Okay, Jamie? Thanks
great.
So much
thank
for
you.
Being on the show.
Great. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And now, listeners, if you remember at the show's beginning, I asked you what your energy level was, if you could just make a mental note of that. And I'm curious as to how you'd rate your energy level after listening to the show. And if you're still feeling sorry for yourself or angry about something that happened earlier in the day, I want you to flip your switch, as I call it, and feel better right now. I mean, you know, think about something that makes you feel good, because it's your choice. It's totally your choice about how you feel. And as a reminder, I would love to work with you to create a life that's more fun and joyful and adventurous. So I'd like you to visit my website for more information, and you can contact me through the meetingbrenda.com website. And also, I have a fun new coaching opportunity for you. If you've been curious about using a coach and want to take that first step, then group coaching is perfect for you. I'm beginning a new group coaching series on Sunday evening, January 16th, and it will run for 6 weeks. And we'll have a weekly telegroup coaching session that lasts an hour. You'll have assignments to do, and you'll get email support in addition to the call during that six-week period. And I think you're going to find that a small group is really supportive and synergistic. And whatever it is that you want to tackle, whatever your agenda is that you want to accomplish, it'll be kind of like having your own team rooting for you. And Jamie's, all of her suggestions tonight about what she does with her clients and how she deals with them, I think are really, really useful to the majority of people, because as we spoke about earlier, everybody I know is trying to lose weight, and everybody I know is unsuccessful. I don't really know anybody who's successful, including myself completely. But, you know, there are things you can do that are gradual, as Jamie suggested, and gentle and not so shocking that you're, you know, eating food out of cardboard boxes every night at the dinner table, which is, I just can't even imagine doing that. Anyway, taking care of your health and trying to remain fit are always good goals to have, and there are many different things you can do to reach those goals, and, you know, having a wellness coach is one of them. Getting a buddy to work with you on certain things is also very helpful. And like I said, doing Jamie's got something coming up in February. I think that's a group process that I think would probably be really helpful to you. Jamie, are you still on the line?
Yes, that was a sugar detox.
Go ahead and tell me about the thing that you have starting in February.
Oh, yeah. At the end of February, I'm going to be doing a three-week teleseminar on a sugar detox. So it will be a lot of information on sugar and how sugar affects your energy level and your health in general. And you'll be invited to take part in a sugar detox as well. And I'll have an ebook by then. I'm saying that out loud, so I actually do it. that will come for free with the teleseminar. So plenty of information, all the information you need. So that will be a 3-week sugar detox teleseminar coming up at the end of February.
Okay, so people sign up for that on your website, and then it's will they do for my group? It's definitely they have assignments to do each week, and will they be journaling or doing some kind of an assignment as well, or is it mostly reading?
There will be assignments, but people will be able to do it at the pace or the level that they want to do it at. So they could participate by just listening, or they could actually try to do the suggestions and the sugar detox as well.
Oh, okay.
And then they can have the MP3 of the classes afterwards if they ever need to refer back to them.
And like as I suggested, when you do teleseminar as a participant, a teleseminar or a group coaching thing, you know, those are baby steps, you know, first steps towards using a coach effectively and, you know, in some area of your life, because I think a lot of people are hesitant about just hiring a coach for 3 months and not really sure what they're going to get out of it. But by doing a teleseminar such as you're offering, or a tele-coaching series like I'm doing, is a really good first step. And, you know, you'll just get a lot of information at once.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's low risk.
It's low risk, yeah. I mean, it's affordable.
Yeah.
And when you have a group of people, if you do have the opportunity to interact because mine's not a teleseminar, you know, you have to be brave enough to want to interact with stranger people that you'll never see. But, it, you know, but it's really motivating. And what you're doing is really motivating as well. So those are, you know, coaches are getting very creative to be able to offer their services to more people who would otherwise probably not be able to do it. So it's good that you have that you're able to offer that. That's for sure.
I should also say really quickly that I do work with people over the phone and Skype, so you don't have to live in Los Angeles.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and likewise, I'm in the middle of you know, a bunch of mountains over here in New Mexico, but that doesn't stop me from talking to anybody anywhere on the planet. So
great.
It's great if you're able to do it, because it's like I said, it's a easy way to get the support you need, and coaching really can make a huge difference in your life if you're open to it. And I work with people who are, you know, in a really good place, like you mentioned as well. Your clients really want to move forward in their life, and for my clients, their life is working, but there's something missing, and they want to kick it up a notch. So that's why I call it your life is an adventure, because, you know, your life might be working, but you have those wistful thoughts about things you wish, you know, those coulda, shoulda, woulda things that you still want to accomplish, besides losing weight and being healthy. Right, Jamie?
That's absolutely correct. Working with you sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening tonight, and I'm looking forward to next week and more opportunities to work with you. And just remember that life is an adventure, and there's more than one road to the finish line. Good night, everyone, and thank you.